Hi there, it is week 12 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. Well, today is the second day of my pup Sully's surgery. We had no idea that surgery for Sully was going to be 2 days. We anticipated yesterday that he would go for his surgery and it would be done. Later in the day, we got a phone call from the neurologist that was doing his surgery, and she said that the abnormalities in his spine were much greater than what they had anticipated. That was definitely not the news that we were hoping for, or even ourselves could anticipate would come through. But you have to trust, and I continue to remind myself that, just trust this process. So knowing that he would be sedated throughout the evening, lightly sedated with pain medication and things to keep him calm, and then going into today, this morning, he would have another surgery. And we have received the phone call. He did have his surgery, and she was able to fix or to take off the bone that was, there was a lot of it, that was compressing on his spine. And she said that his spinal cord looks really good, much more normal than what it did before. So the first thing I want to say is to thank each and every one of you through Seeing Sully's Story that reached out to help him and to get him to the place and the position that we're in today. I'm eternally grateful to each and every one of you for that. The next thing I want to share is the lesson. And as I was on the phone with her, because the thing that happens is for me, having MS, is I always get anxious about stress because stress causes flares. And flares can be migraines, they can be body pains, they can be vertigo, they can be trouble swallowing, it can be urinary problems, it can be vision problems, it can be shakiness. There's all arrayment of things that can happen to me. And so sometimes what I've realized is it's easier just to say, okay, I'm going to be stressed and be stressed, than be anxious about being stressed, if that makes sense. The anxiety about the stress and what that will cause physically with the MS can make the whole thing worse. But for me, and for even people that don't have MS, what happens is that when we are trying to like hold it all together and not be stressed and handle things, you know, it's okay, everything's fine. You know, I'm sure you've heard that, like, we fine, we fine, we fine, all of that, you know, mantras that we do. And then when it's finally over, what we perceive to be over, we take this deep breath and we're like, oof, and then everything just kind of lets go. And that's when the tears come, and that's when the anxiety releases, and that's what, and you, and people may look at you and think, well, why are they freaking out now? Everything is over. You got through it. Everything should be fine. Like, you should be happy. But it's often, you know, we're trying not to break when we're in it. And especially this applies to people that are grieving. You know, when you find out a loved one is lost, whether that be suddenly or whether that be something that you've been watching through someone being sick, you're holding it, holding it, holding it, holding it all in, because you're like, if I break, I don't even know if I could survive through it. So you're going through this whole process of trying to hold it in. And then there's this big breath and this letdown. And that's when your body feels safe to release everything. And one of the things for me that has helped me through some of these processes is that accepting that I'm never going to arrive, accepting that I'm going to get the phone call today and Sully's going to be okay, which is what happened. But now, you know, the answer is, well, we'll see how we do the next couple of days, if he can come home on Thursday or where we're at. Well, we'll see how we recover in 2 weeks to see if he's got his normal gait back. Well, we'll see how he does in his recovery in 6 weeks. So it's, there will always be something beyond what you believe to be the finish line. Always. Even when I get to a place where it's like, Sully's completely healthy, let's say, and all the variables and all the stars and prayers that we all put out there align, and now Sully's walking and living his normal life, there's still this, well, one day he may need another surgery. And it's even like my daughter Michaela, after her having a stroke at 8 years old, there's this, well, one day it may happen on the other side. So you either have to live yourself in this like anxious, tight, like could it, would it, would it, would it, is it, or you have to let that go and you have to rejoice and live in the moment that you are in now. And being in that moment, then you're in now, allows you to experience the joy and the celebration of the now, which is exactly what I'm focused on. I'm celebrating the now. I'm celebrating where we are right now in this moment, which is that very soon I'm going to get to go visit my pup Sully and give him a big hug for getting through 2 days of surgery. Have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon.